Welcome to this week's edition of the BEISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and joining me this week is the Director of Communications and Community Relations for the Brenham ISD, Jessica Johnston, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. I'm actually here on behalf of Amanda Seymour, who is our Director of Choirs for Brenham Junior High and Brenham High School, but she is very busy with her sweet, precious, talented children getting ready for their show on Thursday. So happy to be here to talk on her behalf.
And, well, first, let's start out by talking about what choir classes are currently offered at the high school.
Well, there's four different ensembles that students can be involved in at Brenham ISD. There's a 7th grade choir and an 8th grade choir at Brenham Junior High. And at Brenham High School, the students can participate in Cub Choir, the Women's Chorus, or a Varsity Chorale.
Now, what are some of the benefits and opportunities that in the choir offer?
So I know it's no surprise that studies show that students who are engaged in music programs outperform their peers on lots of different levels, including their grade point average, graduation rate, SAT and ACT scores, attendance, and discipline referrals. I mean, Dr. Jackson talks about this all the time, that our kids who are involved in things outside of academics, their academics will be better as a result of that. It's also important to know that students in choir learn more than just how to sing pretty. They learn valuable skills like how to speak and sing confidently in front of a large crowd, how to handle high-pressure situations like auditions and contests, and how to efficiently manage their time. And additionally, due to the wonderful growth that we have seen in our choir programs over the past few years, our choir director has to depend heavily upon student leadership. So our student leaders not only learn how to sing, but also how to conduct an ensemble, lead a section, and offer critique. And students in choir also get the opportunity to travel. This summer, they're going to be traveling to Branson, Missouri, where they will get to have a clinic and concert with the famous country singer Clay Cooper.
All right. Neat. Now, if you could tell us a little bit about contest.
So all of the choirs in Brenham ISD compete at UIL and consistently have earned high ratings, which we're so proud of. This past semester, the Varsity and Women's Chorus competed at the Texas Renaissance Music Festival, where they both earned superior marks, which is no surprise. In November, they had a record number of varsity members make the TMEA Region 27 choir, which is such a high honor. And just this past week, Eden and Nostra and Mia Aschenbeck made area. So they will go on in January to compete against the top singers from our area for a spot in the All-State Choir. It is an extremely rigorous audition process, and Ms. Seymour expressed that she is so proud of all of her students and their hard work.
Now, how can students get involved?
Well, luckily, it's not too late for students to sign up for choir. Students and parents simply need to speak with their counselor to have choir added to their schedule for the spring semester. High school students who wish to join the varsity choir will have to audition in April. And then the junior high and cub choir are really excellent places to start for students that have never sung in a choir before or maybe just want to see what it's like. There's no audition or experience that's required for these ensembles. And the Women's Chorus is also a great ensemble for high school girls who might want to compete and perform around the community.
Now, what are some of the events that are coming up?
Well, there's actually a concert today, Thursday, December 12th at 6:30 p.m. in the high school auditorium. The theme is Holiday Harmonies, and the choirs will be performing contest music as well as some of our Christmas favorites like Once Upon a December from the musical Anastasia and Holy Night, Silent Night. Admission is free. So load up the kids, bring the whole family. There's also going to be a bake sale and a silent auction with poinsettias during the intermission. So again, tonight, 6:30 p.m. at the high school auditorium, it's free. It's a wonderful way just to celebrate the holiday season with our most talented students in our district.
All right. Anything else we need to touch on?
I just want to remind our listeners that Brenham ISD will be closed for the winter holiday from Monday, December 23rd to Monday, January 6th. All of our classes will resume on Tuesday, January 7th. And from our Cub Nation family to yours, we wish you a very happy holiday season.
All right. And the same to you and your family and everyone with the BISD.
Thank you so much, Ed.
This has been the BISD Roundtable. Our guest today has been Jessica Johnston, I'm Ed Pothel. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next week here on KWHI.